This is Mark Van Cost America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, along with our international shortwave listeners and all the folks that catch us live on the World Wide Web and subsequently listen to these shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network archive, which you can find at republicbroadcasting.org. We've been talking about all kinds of things today. Window Genie, JEANNIE.com. Window Genie was on this morning from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Check out her website. I think it will change your life if you become involved in her business. Then I had another fascinating guest for about 30 minutes today, Jeff Halper, who's with the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, which you can find at ICAHD.org. And a caller today, Bob and I have been having a very good conversation about all kinds of things related to what's really happening in this country and how we have incrementally surrendered any semblance of legitimate constitutional government as a result of an evil system that has arisen, that has some very interesting money trails and associations and so forth, that has created a lot of deception. In this country, that directly relates, it seems to me, to biblical eschatology, where whatever you believe on that subject, in this case, if you are a Christian of any sort who believes in the revealed character of God's Word, quite clearly there's a lot of stuff said about prophecy there, and this whole business of deception and false signs and wonders and false prophets and so forth is a constantly recurring theme in the New Testament. And that seems to overlap again with some of the topics that Aaron Russo talks about in his new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, which I'm now working my way through. Back to what Bob and I were talking about before the last couple of commercial breaks. Look at the front page story in yesterday's Washington Post. I think you can find this thing online. It's written by Alan Cooperman and Chris Saliza, and it's entitled McCain and Romney Vying for the Support of Conservatives. Now, our caller, Bob, was saying that McCain and Romney have a very long history of supporting all kinds of dubious things as long as your arm, including gay rights. For example, Romney said 12 years ago, quoting the Washington Post, folks, if you don't believe me, go to yesterday's front page of the Washington Post and you'll see it. 12 years ago, Romney said he would be a more effective proponent of gay rights than Ted Kennedy. This is exactly what the Washington Post is saying here. 7 years ago, according to the Post, and I remember this very well, McCain said the Republican Party had no place for, quote, agents of intolerance, unquote, such as Jerry Falwell. And whatever you think of Falwell, I think we can certainly evaluate the basic sentiments in McCain's commentary on a much larger scale here. And now we see these so-called religious right leaders trying to cut deals with both Romney and McCain. And Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention said something to me that is part and parcel of the problem. Listen to this, folks. This is the Reverend Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention. Quote, winnability is a bigger issue in this campaign because of the Darth Vader-like specter of a Hillary Clinton presidency, unquote. Land goes on to say that evangelicals, quote, want the most socially conservative candidate they can find who can win, unquote. Stay with us, Bob, if you're still there. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also, check out my appearance last night at currentissues.tv with Dr. Hesham Talawi, where we discussed Christian Zionism. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Been doing all kinds of things this morning. I had Window Genie on, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, windowgenie.com, coming to us from Canada. You can check out her website. Then we had Jeff Halper from the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. That's at ICAHD.org. And then a caller and I have been kicking around some news items this morning. You can also give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. But I've been talking with Bob of Texas this morning about this Washington Post story. Absolutely incredible. You want to talk about deception. There you've got John McCain and Mitt Romney vying for support of conservatives. And with the long track record of John McCain and Mitt Romney on some of these social issues alone, even aside from globalism and the Israeli lobby and the war in Iraq and all of that sort of thing, just look at their positions on the social issues. And here you have Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention saying that, boy, we got to cut a deal with McCain or Romney because winnability is a bigger issue in this campaign because of the Darth Vader-like specter of a Hillary Clinton presidency. Land then goes on to say that evangelicals, quote, want the most socially conservative candidate they can find who can win, unquote. Folks, when you look at the establishment wing of the Republican Party on the social issues, when you look at these massive trade and account deficit situations, the largest of their kind in American history that we're talking about, we're speaking about a war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East that has us embroiled in a catastrophe that we cannot extricate ourselves from. We're now talking about launching another preemptive war against Iran. The list goes on and on in regard to all of the basic principles of the old American right and the old republic that have been completely betrayed by these establishment Republicans. And yet here you have Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention saying, hey, we got to do a deal with McCain or do a deal with Romney or do a deal with Giuliani because, boy, if we don't, Hillary Clinton will win. I would ask the question regarding this situation, what is fundamentally the difference between these major party candidates on the social issues and also in regard to globalism and the New World Order? I think I can support the contention that there's no ultimate difference whatsoever and that all of these leading lights of the Christian right have bought into a form of deception that they are then using to deceive millions of people in this country. The Washington Post says that one quarter of the American electorate and 40% of the Republican base can be identified as having some sort of sympathy or connection to the so-called Christian right. If those statistics are true, and if guys like Richard Land and John Hagee and Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson have the influence that they do with that much of the electorate, how can we fail to see what's going on here? That these folks are not, McCain and Romney are not conservatives in any sense of the word, and that these religious right leaders who are urging the cutting of a political deal between Christians and constitutionalists and these kinds of candidates are selling us a bill of goods. It's a part of the much larger difficulty that has us now where we are. Direct federal income taxation on American citizens, a Federal Reserve Board that prints funny money and manipulates money supply and interest rates. We're talking about an American national security establishment that is not defending this country territorially, but is involved in helping to implement a globalist agenda worldwide that has nothing to do with what the founding fathers of America would have envisioned. The long and the short of it is, folks, that we have been had. And if you look at Aaron Russo's DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, and compare it with all of this establishment political debate and the New York Times and the Washington Post and Buckley's National Review and Bill Kristol's publication, The Weekly Standard, and Fox News and Rush and so forth and so on, you will see that there's a complete disconnect there. And anybody, however well-intentioned, who believes that McCain and Romney and Giuliani are a constitutionalist alternative to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama is obviously incredibly deluded. Bob, you still there? I guess he's dropped off. But that's my take on this whole thing, folks. There's an incredible stage of delusion that has taken place in all of this that suggests that we've got a much bigger problem in the days that are ahead. You know, I had Chalmers Johnson on this show last Friday. If you don't know Dr. Chalmers Johnson or know who he is, I would urge you to avail yourself of his information. He has a new book out entitled Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. And Dr. Johnson was for a number of years in the late 60s and early 70s a consultant to the Central Intelligence Agency in their preparation of national intelligence estimates. He has also been an East Asian scholar and political science professor at the University of California, San Diego, and in Berkeley. And really, when you look at the information that's in Chalmers Johnson's book and evaluate our contemporary circumstance in that light, you'll see very, very easily that this McCain, Romney, Clinton, Obama dynamic has absolutely nothing to do with the core central issues of our time. And again, when you look at the whole issue of the Constitution of the United States and the original intent of the framers, and then speak of a world where we have a Federal Reserve Board, we have the creation on the part of this central banking elite of an expansion or contraction of money supply at will. We're talking about the largest foreign trade deficits in American history, the largest account deficits in American history. Again, we're talking about this war in the Middle East under circumstances that quite clearly show that the American empire is on its way out. All it's going to take, as the Wall Street Journal admitted on February 2nd, is for the Asian central banks that have been loaning billions, not millions, but billions of dollars to the United States for the purpose of conducting this war of imperialism in the Middle East. All those folks in those banks in Asia have to do is jettison these American debt instruments, and the ball game is over. The dollar will simply go into the tank. There will be a depression. There will be a circumstance where our young men and women who are involved in this thing abroad are going to be caught in the crossfire of something that's even bigger than the Sunni-Shiite conflict that's taking place in Iraq. These are serious times, folks, and we need to be aware of how far afield of the real debate these establishment politicians really are if we are going to be informed, and if we're going to do what Bob, our first caller, suggested earlier, that since 1990, he has dropped out of this false system. Everybody's going to make their own judgment call as to how far they go with that, but it seems to me that that is the issue for every one of us. In light of what's happened here, how do we reframe this debate in terms of those things that really matter? How do we walk with discernment, using that biblical concept advisedly here? How do we walk with discernment in a way that enables us to be as wise as serpents, but as innocent as doves? I don't suggest that I have the last word on that, but I think that that is the issue, and we're going to have to reapply ourselves to that concept in the time that remains in our lives, and the time that may yet remain before the end of the American empire, in the end of world history. I'm going to have a guy on this show tomorrow, by the way. I'm going to talk about him more specifically in just a second, Dr. Robert A. Sungainis. But I also wanted to make reference to yesterday's show, where I had Michael Perutka on, the 2004 presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. You can find Michael's websites at theamericanview.com. That's theamericanview.com. You can also become involved in the Institute on the Constitution and what Michael Perutka is involved with in regard to trying to acquaint people about the real meaning of the Constitution and how far afield our present system and present government are from that Constitution, properly understood. That Perutka website can be accessed at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And if you look at those materials, again, in conjunction with the Aaron Russo DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, and something like Mike Piper's latest book, The Judas Goats, it becomes very clear that we're talking about infiltration, we're talking about deception, we're talking about incrementalism, and the way in which all of those methodologies have brought us to a point to where the American people up to now have passively accepted the encroachment upon their individual constitutional rights that is beyond belief, and again will lead to the final stage in the demise of this country as we have known it if there is not a real change in direction on the part of the people of this country while there's yet time. But Robert A. Sungainis, S-U-N-G-E-N-I-S, Dr. Robert A. Sungainis, is going to be on this show tomorrow. He went to George Washington University and also went to Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, which is a place where I've been doing some postgraduate work. And Sungainis has, if you go to his website at CatholicINTL.com, that stands for Catholics Apologetics International, CatholicINTL.com. You'll see some of the topics that we're going to talk about tomorrow in regard to neoconservatives and the Jewish connection, and in regard to the whole business of infiltration. I'll cover some more of this when I come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish again to welcome our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. We want to take a look at some other issues today in the time that remains on the show. Looking back yesterday at Michael Perutka's appearance on Mark Dankos, America, Mike Perutka was the Constitution Party's candidate for the presidency. And Mike's got a couple of interesting websites at theamericanview.com and also at iotconline.com that are well worth your time in conjunction, again, with Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. Last night, as I've mentioned, I was on Arab television, Dr. Hesham Talawi's show, currentissues.tv. That's where you can find it on the web. We had a very interesting conversation of about an hour on the whole subject of Christian Zionism, and even more importantly, Somebody who knows more than I do, in my judgment, about these issues is Dr. Robert A. Sungainis, S-U-N-G-E-N-I-S. Dr. Sungainis is the head of something called Catholics Apologetics International. You can find that at CatholicINTL.com. And his work on the neoconservatives and the Jewish connection is something that I discovered through reading Hermann Ottens Christian News, which is a German Lutheran weekly, comes out of New Haven, Missouri. I've been a contributor to it for years with articles. But the Sungainis piece, which extends over two issues of Christian News, January 29th and then February 5th, covers so many things that I'm sure I'm going to have Dr. Sungainis more than one time on this show because of the amount of data that's just in this article alone. We're going to talk about the history of Ariel Sharon. We're going to talk about 1953 and Sharon's involvement in something called Unit 101. We're going to get into the whole question of the long career of Ariel Sharon with a series of dates and events that will absolutely astound the average American reader or listener in regard to who this man was and what his entire history was and is in regard to supporting things that have an awful lot to do with the amount of animosity that is out there toward the American government, which has supported people like Ariel Sharon historically. We're going to get into the whole question of David Ben-Gurion and his history and the way in which Ben-Gurion has said a series of things that are absolutely astounding in terms of why any Christian conservative in the United States would be supporting the state of Israel. Is one point on this, Dr. Sungainis, in his article on neocons and the Jewish connection, and again, he'll be on the show tomorrow. He goes back to the January 16th, 1962 issue of Look magazine, where Ben-Gurion is quoted as saying the following: "All continents will become unified in a world alliance at whose disposal will be an international police force. All armies will be abolished, and there will be no more war. In Jerusalem, a truly united nations will build a shrine of the prophets to serve the federated union of all continents. This will be the seat of the Supreme Court of mankind, to settle all controversies among the federated continents, as prophesied by Isaiah." Isn't that interesting? That's David Ben-Gurion in the January 16th, 1962 issue of Look magazine, talking about what we're seeing unfold: world government, the new world order, and with its headquarters in Jerusalem, under the control of the Zionists. It seems to me that that's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy even as we speak, but not in the way that dispensational premillennial eschatology folks understand biblical prophecy. That's going to be something else that we're going to take up with Dr. Robert A. Sungainis tomorrow, underscoring again that there's a lot of deception out there and things that we need to be absolutely aware of. One of the other things I want to talk to Sungainis about tomorrow is this whole issue of suicide bombings and terrorism. Dr. Sungainis makes reference to a piece that I have also read in Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. If you can get a hold of it, it might be online. It's written by Robert Pape, I believe, P-A-P-E. It is July 18th, 2005, in Buchanan's The American Conservative, where this article entitled "Dying to Win, The Logic of Suicide Terrorism," Robert Pape indicates several things that we'll cover with Dr. Robert Sungainis tomorrow. Chiefly, this quote from Pape that the motivation of these terrorist attacks in the Middle East and elsewhere is not Islamofascism, what Robert Pape describes as the favorite excuse of the neocons. But quoting Pape here, "It is to compel modern democracies to withdraw military forces from the territory that the terrorists view as their homeland. From Lebanon to Sri Lanka, to Chechnya to Kashmir to the West Bank, every major suicide terrorist campaign, over 95% of all incidents, has had as its central objective the compelling of a democratic state to withdraw." Pape then has some statistics that are interesting reading, And we'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've had a number of interesting folks on the show today, and also wanted to make reference to the gentleman who was with me yesterday, Michael Perutka, of the Constitution Party. He was their presidential standard bearer in 2004. A lot of the things that Michael talks about you can find at theamericanview.com or at iotconline.com. Wanted to mention my own TV appearance again last night at Dr. Hesham Talawi's currentissues.tv. We were talking about Christian Zionism, and you can access that interview online at www.currentissues.tv. And I've also been talking about a guest we're having tomorrow, Dr. Robert A. Sungenis, S-U-N-G-E-N-I-S. I'm also having a Minnesota educational expert, And ex-Republican candidate for governor of Minnesota, Alan Quist, is going to come on to discuss state control of education and what it means. But Dr. Robert A. Sungainis of Catholics Apologetics International has some articles on the neoconservatives and the Jewish connection that we are going to cover in detail with him to the extent that time permits tomorrow on this show. I think I'll have to have Dr. Sungainis back again, just as I'm planning on having Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars back on the show again to discuss some literature that he sent me. But Sungainis is going to be talking about Ariel Sharon and his history, David Ben-Gurion and his history, the history of what caused a series of events to take place in the late 1940s in the interest of supporting the Zionist state. We're going to talk about Robert Pape's article in the American Conservative from July of 2005, where the logic of suicide terrorism, according to Pape, as this article is cited by Dr. Sungainis, leads to completely different conclusions about suicide bombers and the war on terror than we have been led to believe in the establishment press in terms of what motivates the people who are doing these things. One of the other things we're going to talk about at great length on the show tomorrow with Dr. Sungainis is the Jewish infiltration of not only the American press and media generally, but the way in which they have targeted certain religious publications and certain religious outlets as a means of getting the Zionist message across to the average person who would not otherwise see it. This in particular gets into something that is cited by Dr. Sungainis that I really want to talk about tomorrow, and that's Richard John Neuhaus, Father Richard John Neuhaus, N-E-U-H-A-U-S. If you don't know who he is, you really need to become aware of him. He is a former Lutheran pastor, which is, of course, my background. Neuhaus later converted to Roman Catholicism and became the editor of something called First Things. It's a Catholic publication. And Dr. Robert Sungainis tells us that First Things, and also a Catholic magazine entitled Crisis, were approached by some Jewish neoconservative capitalists with financial offers. Dr. Sungainis, in this article that I'm looking at right now that has certain underscores in it in my own handwriting, says that not surprisingly, Deal Hudson and Father Richard John Neuhaus both accepted. The culprits in the Father Richard John Neuhaus case were Norman Podhoretz and his wife Midge Dechter, which in exchange for giving him Jewish financial backing, required Neuhaus to support the Zionist neocon agenda. As we saw in our last article, Neuhaus has gladly capitulated for the last 15 years. The latest issue of First Things has an article with the title, quote, How to Think About Zionism. And then skipping down a few lines, Dr. Sungainis underscores that since 1990, First Things and Father Richard John Neuhaus have received a whopping $8,217,500 from these neocon foundations. That's the kind of information that we're going to speak about tomorrow with Dr. Robert A. Sungainis on this show of Catholics Apologetics International, which you can find at www.catholicintl.com. I hasten to say, as a Lutheran pastor, that Dr. Sungainis and I are not on the same theological page on some issues, but when it comes to this whole issue of the neoconservatives and the Jewish connection and what has happened to our society in the midst of this kind of influence on the part of that lobby, he's absolutely on target from my point of view. And some things are going to come forth on this show tomorrow that I hope many, many people take to heart and try to distribute to their family members and friends. There's only one way around the control of corporate news media in America, and that's the alternative media. That's why we need to be supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's why we need to support people like Dr. Hesham Talawi of currentissues.tv, for these are the people and these are the places where you're going to find the information and the analysis that is right on the mark, that is being deliberately kept from you on the part of corporate news media. And that's something that Dr. Sungainis and I are going to chat about specifically on this show. Who and what is behind the ownership of many of the establishment American newspapers and TV outlets? There are going to be some specifics talked about on this show, folks, so that you can begin to evaluate the information that those outlets give you from a very, very fair and informed perspective. But suffice it to say that when you look at what Dr. Robert A. Sungainis is saying at Catholics Apologetics International about the neocons and about the Jewish lobby, it all fits, doesn't it, with this talk now about John McCain and Mitt Romney vying for the support of conservatives, according to the front page of yesterday's Washington Post. Absolutely incredible to see the way in which McCain and Romney are trying to line up some very significant political players in the so-called Christian right in their runs for the presidency. Are these leaders that fooled by people like McCain and Romney? Or is the money simply too much to resist? I don't have the answer to that question because I am not in the hearts and minds of some of these deceived folks. But I suggest very strongly, matter of fact, I make the public statement that these people are deceived and that in their deception, they in turn are working, wittingly or unwittingly, to deceive thousands upon millions of other unsuspecting people that make up, according to the Washington Post, 25% of the total American electorate, 40% of the electorate in the Republican Party. Getting back to this Washington Post story then from yesterday, this is an Alan Cooperman, Chris Saliza post, page 801 of yesterday's Washington Post, where it talks about the fact that former Iowa State Republican chairman, head of Iowa Right to Life, and political director of Representative Jim Nussel's losing gubernatorial campaign, Marilis Popma is an experienced political operative as well as an evangelical Christian. So when the phone call started from John McCain of Arizona and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, Republican presidential candidates eager for her help in the crucial Iowa caucuses next year, she knew this was not an election she could sit out. Quote, "You're never going to find the perfect candidate," unquote, she said. For many social conservatives, that is an understatement. 12 years ago, Mitt Romney said he would be a more effective proponent of gay rights than Senator Ted Kennedy. 7 years ago, McCain said the Republican Party had no place for, quote, agents of intolerance, unquote, such as Jerry Falwell. Marilyn Popma, however, felt she had to make a choice, and it was McCain. For McCain, it was a hard-won endorsement in a fierce competition with Romney to exploit the absence of an obvious social conservative in the front-running race for the Republican nomination. Both candidates are working hard to line up key supporters such as Popma, and much to the distress of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas, candidates with much stronger ties to party conservatives. These candidates, McCain and Romney, are in fact succeeding in their efforts. Getting back to what we said about Richard Land earlier, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's public policy arm, winnability is a bigger issue in this campaign because of the Darth Vader-like specter of a Hillary Clinton presidency. Evangelicals want the most socially conservative candidate they can find who can win, unquote. Romney, who is expected formally to enter the presidential race today in Dearborn, Michigan, has been particularly aggressive. In October, he held a casual gathering at his Boston home for a who's who of social conservative leaders. Jerry Falwell and evangelist Franklin Graham munched on sandwiches and sipped soup alongside former presidential candidate Gary Bauer and Pastor Richard Lee of First Redeemer Church in Atlanta. Romney will also host a private reception. Here we go, folks. A private reception for Christian radio and television hosts during the National Religious Broadcasters annual meeting next week in Orlando, Florida. And Romney is expected to be the commencement speaker at the Reverend Pat Robertson's Regent University in May. Not to be outdone, John McCain will be feted by Falwell at a reception at the Religious Broadcasters Convention, the latest sign of detente between one-time adversaries. Last May, McCain delivered the commencement address at Falwell's Liberty University. McCain and Romney have also done significant spade work to recruit well-regarded social conservative operatives to their cause. McCain has inked Marlene Elwell, who oversaw Pat Robertson's 1988 presidential campaign in Michigan, and Judy Haynes, a former senior official in the Christian Coalition. Romney's team includes Gary Marks, M-A-R-X, a former head of the Virginia Christian Coalition, who was the day-to-day coordinator of evangelical support for President Bush's reelection campaign. But McCain and Romney have significant hurdles to overcome if they're to win the support of conservative Christians, who by one estimate make up a quarter of the electorate and at least 40% of the Republican base. McCain has backed expanded stem cell research. He has blocked the quote-unquote nuclear option that would have allowed the Senate to hold up or down votes on the appointment of judges, and sponsored campaign finance legislation the Christian political community loathes because of its restrictions on election-related activity by grassroots groups. In endorsing McCain, Popma said she had her own checklist that he satisfied. The candidate had to be against abortion, in favor of defining marriage as between a man and a woman, and committed to appointing socially conservative judges to the federal bench. This man, she says, is a social conservative, and he is the leading social conservative in the race who is consistent. But James Dobson, the founder of the Christian broadcasting powerhouse Focus on the Family, is not convinced. He told a Dallas radio station last month he prays that evangelicals will not, quote, get stuck with McCain, unquote, as the Republican nominee. Speaking as a private individual, Dobson said, I would not vote for John McCain under any circumstances. Mitt Romney faces a dual challenge in wooing social conservatives. First, he is a Mormon, a religion many evangelical voters view skeptically. Second, during his campaigns for the Senate in 1994 and as recently as his campaign for governor in 2002, he expressed support for abortion rights and gay rights, positions he has reversed since it became clear he would pursue the presidency in 2008. Folks, this is the Washington Post talking here about both of these guys. And quite clearly, I don't have a tremendous amount of regard for James Dobson for reasons that relate more to the Israeli lobby than anything else. But at least on this issue, Dobson is speaking more clearly on John McCain than these other folks who are quoted in this article. But the deception is essentially the same. How many of these guys have to come before the public as presidential candidates to make deals with the so-called Christian right that end up being broken time after time after time after time for these Christian right leaders to wake up? Or do they know what's going on and find that the cash offerings are simply too tempting to resist? I don't know what that answer is, because obviously I cannot look into the heart of some of the folks that are mentioned in this Washington Post article to know from the inside what their motivation really is. But whether it's deliberate or it's simply a question of being incredibly misguided, quite obviously we're looking at something that is a record that has been played for I don't know how many consecutive elections, at least since 1964. And where are we today? We are in a situation where arguably the country is in the worst shape it's ever been in on cultural issues, spiritual issues, political issues, economic issues, and foreign policy issues. With more to come. We'll have to keep an eye on that as the days go by. Here's an interesting story for you. It's found at CNN.com, and there's an even better articulation of this story at Iran Focus today. And that is this bomb blast that killed, according to CNN, 11 people on a military bus in southeastern Iran. Iran Focus indicates that there were 18 Revolutionary Guards killed in this bombing in southeast Iran. Who is behind this bombing in a place called Zahedan in southeastern Iran that is in apparently Balochistan province? I've been warning for weeks on this show that if you watch Azerbaijan, a place that I used to spend a lot of time in when I lived in Iran years ago. But if you watch Azerbaijan, if you watch Khuzestan province, the center of much of Iran's oil industry that borders Iraq and borders the Persian Gulf, and if you watch Balochistan province in southeastern Iran, you're likely to see a lot of funny things happening. And I say this because the insiders in Middle Eastern policy who are not under the control of the neoconservatives have been warning that in each of those areas of Iran, again, Balochistan province, Khuzestan province, and Azerbaijan, that there would be acts of subversion against the central regime in Tehran that would include all kinds of covert and active measures. Are we looking at one today? I don't know, but it's certainly suggestive of something awfully odd. Iran Focus has a byline from Tehran dated as of today, talking about the fact that at least 18 members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed in a bombing in the rest of southeastern province of Sistan-Vah Balochistan, or what I would call in American English, Balochistan province, state media reported on Wednesday. The bomb exploded next to a bus belonging to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps ground forces as it was traveling down Tharullah Boulevard in the city of Zahedan, close to the Afghan border, the official news agency IRNA said. The government-run news agency Fars reported that the blast occurred at 6:30 a.m. local time. IRNA quoted Sultan Ali Mir, the provincial director general of political affairs, as saying that five individuals had been arrested in connection with the bombing. Are these among those that were recently fingered as spies for the Israeli Mossad? We don't know, but that's a story that's going to be worth watching. I'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
we're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the final minutes of my show today. Wanted to mention that tomorrow, again, we're going to have Dr. Robert A. Sungainis on this show, who is the head of something called Catholics Apologetics International. You can find that at CatholicINTL.com. It might prep you for tomorrow's show because we're going to discuss Dr. Sungainis' research on neocons and the Jewish connection, talking about the infiltration of American media, talking about the history of Zionism, talking about the Jewish Kabbalah and Zohar, talking about the Babylonian Talmud, talking about all kinds of things that will give us the broader perspective on the role of the Jewish lobby in controlling and infiltrating American politics and their support for a globalist New World Order that is under the aegis of the Zionist State of Israel. And the evidence of that is cited in the January 16, 1962 edition of Look magazine, and some of the comments made by David Ben-Gurion there that are cited by Dr. Sungainis. That's just a small portion of what he and I are going to try and hit tomorrow. Then Alan Quist is also going to be on later in the show tomorrow. He is a former Republican candidate for governor of Minnesota, and he's an educational expert talking about the role in the of the state in taking over American education and what it means for you and for me. I wanted to take a look at one final news story in the last couple of minutes here. If you get a chance today to go to the Herald Sun of Australia, that's the largest selling daily newspaper in that country, we talk about someone whose name is Avigdor Lieberman. Remember that we've chatted about him before on this show. This is a radical right-wing Zionist, a nut, basically, I would say, who indicates that Israel is, quote, ready to confront Iran alone, unquote. I say that Lieberman is crazy because of a series of things that he said that you can check out for yourself in mainstream media outlets that are of the most reprehensible, racist, and militaristic character you can find. It is this guy, Avigdor Lieberman, it is this guy that Israel has placed in a position of being the head of the Cabinet of Strategic Affairs. Lieberman plays very prominently in the creation of Israeli policy toward Iran. He says that Israel may have to confront Iran alone. He goes on to say, quote, "We will have to face the Iranians alone because Israel cannot remain with its arms folded, waiting patiently for Iran to develop non-conventional weapons," unquote, he told public radio when asked about a possible Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear institutions or installations. Lieberman criticized an EU report linked to the Financial Times that said with Iran unlikely to negotiate seriously on its nuclear program that the intelligence community can do little to prevent Tehran from developing an atomic bomb. Quote, "At some stage, we must expect that Iran will acquire the capacity to enrich uranium on the scale required for a weapons program," unquote. It goes on to say that Avigdor Lieberman, who is the head of the Israeli Strategic Affairs Department, indicates that Israel is ready to launch a preemptive war against that country if the United States doesn't beat them to the punch. Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us tomorrow for Dr. Robert A. Sungainis of Catholics Apologetics International and Dr. Alan Quist of Minnesota. Take care. God bless.